Off the Ball. GAA.
Hurling traditions, obviously, will maybe smile at that. Kilkenny beat Kildare, but this is a different Kildare. This is a Kildare built on real confidence, real hurling, real belief.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. League of Ireland. On Off the Ball.
Welcome along to this week's edition of the LOI Wrap-Up. I'm Ross Flanagan. On today's episode, the champions are stunned again. Shells finally win at home. Bows get closer to the top, and the loud derby ends level. But first, Sligo Rovers shocked Shamrock Rovers last night with a late 2-1 win away in Tallaght Stadium. A Sean McHale own goal opened the scoring for the home side, but Sligo held on with Jenada Isua equalising midway through the second half. But it was Cara McHugh who won the game with a 97-minute goal to give the Hoops their first home defeat of the season. Former Shamrock Rovers goalkeeper Barry Murphy spoke about the encounter on last night's LOI Late Night.
Yeah, it's a shock, I think, is the overriding feeling of people eating the ground. I think if you're there looking at it, though, you felt something was going to happen. The more time went by and Shamrock Rovers couldn't get that second goal, you felt that Sligo were going to come into the game at some stage, like Dundalk had done previously in a fixture here. And they did, so I thought John got the tactics spot on tonight.
You can listen back to LOI Late Night on your OTB podcast feeds. Sligo manager John Russell spoke to LOI TV last night following the win.
Yeah, look, it's a special feeling to get a last minute winner. We knew chatting before the game, you know, it's a big task coming up here. It's always a tough venue, unbelievable squad of players. But I felt first half, even though we were 1-0 down at half time, we played some really good stuff. We were brave in possession. It was just our passing at times in the final third let us down. And the first goal is a deflection. And we're on the back foot. But to come out second half and get ourselves back in the game, we defended really well for large spells. And look, you're looking at it, is a draw a fair result? Probably. But, you know, we get that little bit of luck, and it's an unbelievable finish from Cara McHugh to win it.
The win for the Bitter Red puts them 9 points clear of bottom place Waterford, while Shamrock Rovers are now only 2 points clear at the top. These last 2 weeks for Rovers have been in contrast to the teams on the other side of the River Liffey, as Bohemians picked up their third win on the bounce with a 4-2 away win over Galway United in Amin DC Park. Ireland call-up Dawson Devoy opened the scoring for the away side, with Douglas James Taylor adding a second in the first half. Galway's Ed McCarthy got one back and started a period of high scoring as Ross Tierney netted Bohemians' third goal. Then it was back to Ed McCarthy, who scored one of the all-time great League of Ireland goals to make it 3-2. But it was Patrick Hickey who capped off the Dublin side performance, scoring the fourth of the night for the visitors. Bohemians assistant manager Stephen O'Donnell spoke to LOI TV last night following the win.
Yeah, I thought first half we were very good and sort of fully deserving of going in 2 goals up, but you're never comfortable, especially coming here. We knew there'd be a reaction from Galway. I thought we started the second half quite well and then got a little bit penned in. Galway sort of put a little bit of pressure on to make it 2-1. We'd be disappointed with that goal. Then you're obviously, it's a tough place to come in the sense of Galway were throwing bodies forward. Delighted then to get the third goal. Probably felt like we put the game to bed. And then obviously McCarthy scored such a wonder goal, you know, wriggling out of 3 or 4 challenges and then top corner. You're feeling, right, it's going to be a bit of a grandstand finish. But we scored a good set piece of our own to make it 4-2 and then saw it out quite comfortably.
That win puts Bows on 31 points, just 3 off lead of Shamrock Rovers, while Galway are in 7th on 20 points, level with Drogheda. The showpiece match of the night was the loud derby, with tensions high between both teams following the incidents back in February. However, it all ended in a 1-1 draw, with Jamie Ruby getting a first half goal for the Lily Whites and Leo Birdie getting the equaliser for the Boynesiders. Stephen Doyle was alongside Keith Tracy for a live and exclusive commentary of the match and spoke to goal scorer Birdie following full time.
No, I mean, it meant so much, especially in a rivalry game like that, like biggest rivalry in the country. So, I mean, it was just an amazing feeling to score that goal. And unfortunately, I felt like I could have gotten another one about 10 minutes later. But, you know, I'm happy with that one goal. And it was best feeling in the world.
Stephen also caught up with Dundalk's Aidan Durbin.
The one thing that we'll always do is we will press like that and we'll work hard. And that's the manager's instilled it into us. But I've still felt we were sloppy at times as well. But look, we went in 1-0 up. No matter how you're going, 1-0 up, that's a positive. And then the second half is obviously, it's a game of 2 halves, really.
What's it like playing with a Ruby?
He's unbelievable. He's unbelievable. Look, he's unbelievable. Came in and started last year, and he's a complete different man to who he is now, and it's a credit to him.
Kevin Doherty was suspended from the touchline for Drogheda United following a red card in Tuesday's away defeat to Waterford. Stephen spoke to assistant Dara Doyle, who took his place.
Obviously, like I've said in one or two other days, we've had to play 3 games in the week in comparison to Dundalk, who play Shamrock Rovers on Friday and have had the full week. So when you're down to a threadbare squad, I mean, we've got 5 or 6 players who are injured. couple of new players have come in there today. Leo Burney, who came in, scored the goal and done really well. But, you know, we were really disappointed with what happened on Monday and not to get a result in that game. So, you know, we've come in off the back of two games leading into it compared to their one. And, you know, they were the better side in the first half. Obviously, we've had to change a few things the second half. A little twitch and switch to our system with putting two players up front. Felt that we managed the game really better. We stopped the threats that Dundalk caused us in the first half with the high forwards going inside and wing backs getting around them. It did cause us a number of issues. Felt we dealt with it and the players really stood up to it.
And finally, Dundalk manager Kieran Cadduff gave an update for captain Daryl Horgan, who went off with an injury at the start of the second half.
Just quick one, Daryl Horgan, what is the situation with him?
Shoulder. Early in the game he seemed to really hurt himself. We have to get him a scan on it now. It obviously was quite severe because he's not the type that would ever need to come off if it was anything manageable, but we had to make the call for his own sake too. So now look, we'll have to get that assessed as quick as we can.
Dundalk are now on 26 points, staying in 4th place, while Drogheda sit in 8th on 20 points. There was elation and emotion at Tolka Park as Shelburne picked up their first home win of the season with a 2-1 win over last place Waterford. Prior to the match, the teams observed a minute's silence to remember Shell's captain Paddy Barrett's mother Anne, who sadly passed away last week. Barrett was influential in his return, playing the full 90 minutes. Will Jarvis opened the scoring in the first half for the Reds, while Waterford equalised just 2 minutes later with a Cameron Ledwich own goal. But it was a late Sean Boyd winner that gave all 3 points to the Dublin side. On Wednesday's LOI pod, Garrett McGlynn spoke to Ben Sines about Shell's recent form.
As I said, I looked at that fixture and I went, that's a game I would love to go and watch. Two really attacking teams, squads, two managers that are basically fearless, that have no baller. Even when things aren't going well, Joey O'Brien's got that personality to say, I'm just going to give my players the confidence. And the whole best squad in the league, yes, that would have been a bit of this telling the outside world, but that was telling the squad that he still believes in them and he still believes that they can go on a run and make Europe or even get a wee bit higher. So listen, make no bones about it. He's got a quality squad, and home to Waterford now. I'd fear for Waterford. Listen, I know Graham's got them running hard and stuff like that, but that's going to be a tough match against a quality Shelburne team. I seen it when I watched them live in Tolka Park about 3 or 4 weeks ago. For about 25 minutes, they were incredible. Really, really impressive. Recycling the ball, technically good, getting balls into the box, trying to thread passes through, and at the back they had Barrett back for his first game, and everyone just looked way more assured when he's in the team.
You can catch the full LOI pod in your OTB podcast feeds. Shelburne manager Joey O'Brien spoke to LOI TV following the match.
I think we've been in a half decent run the last 4 or 5, I think, games, results wise, points wise. So get ourselves ready, a few sore bodies in there now. And get ready for Monday.
Shell stay in 5th place on 24 points, while Waterford stay last on 10 points. Celtic Park was a scene of a tight nil-all draw between Derry City and St Patrick's Athletic. Former Ireland international James McLean returned from injury, but neither side could find the net. The Candy Stripes received a total of 8 yellow cards in the tense affair. That draw puts Pats on 32 points in 2nd place, just 2 behind leaders Rovers, while Derry sit at 3 points behind Shelburne on 21 points in 6th. In the First Division, Cork City firmly put themselves at the top with a 3-0 away win over Athlone Town. Finn Harps and Longford Town played out a 2-2 draw. Kerry got a late equaliser to earn a 2-2 draw at home to Bray Wanderers. Wexford got a 2-1 win over UCD. And Cove Ramblers got a 2-1 away win over Treaty United. We have a full slate of matches in the Women's Premier Division today, as at 3 o'clock, Bohemians host Waterford at Dalymount Park. Wexford travelled to Limerick to take on Treaty United. Shamrock Rovers welcome DLR Waves to Tallaght Stadium. At 5 o'clock, Piemont United host Shelburne. Bottom plays Cork City play away to Sligo Rovers, and at 7:45 it's first versus second as Galway United welcome Athlone Town, with both sides unbeaten so far this season. We have a few matches on Monday night as the Premier Division sides in Europe face off. Derry City welcome Shelburne to Celtic Park, and it's the final Dalymount Park Dublin derby as Bohemians host Shamrock Rovers in a crucial match at the top end of the table. And in the First Division, the rescheduled Munster derby takes place with Cork City travelling to Limerick to face Treaty United. Next Friday in the Premier Division, it's the final week before the international break, as at 7:45, Drogheda United welcome Waterford, Dundalk host Derry City at Oriel Park, Galway United travel to Dublin to take on Shelburne, Sligo Rovers host Bohemians, and it's the South Dublin derby as Shamrock Rovers and St Patrick's Athletic face off at Tallaght Stadium. That is an 8 o'clock kickoff. In the First Division, Bray Wanderers host Wexford, Cove Ramblers play Kerry at home, Finn Harps travel down to play leaders Cork City, Longford Town host Treaty United, and UCD play Athlone Town in Dublin. That is all we have time for on this week's edition of the LOI Wrap-Up. I'm Ross Flanagan. You can get more in-depth analysis, reaction and news from across the League of Ireland on Off the Ball, including the LOI pod on Wednesday with Stephen Dole, Vinnie Perth and Gareth McLean, LOI Late Night with Ben Syme, Shane Keegan, Barry Murphy and you, the fans, our live commentary next Friday, as well as our Irish football focus segments across Off the Ball and LP Breakfast. I'll be back next week before the international break. Take care.
League of Ireland on Off the Ball.